This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue working our way through Psalm 119 with great spoil and a lost sheep. And then we move to Psalm 120 through 122 with I am for peace, he who keeps Israel, and I was glad. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
A reading from 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world. Therefore, they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We live in an age of endless voices. Every day, we are bombarded with opinions, advice, teachings, podcasts, videos, social media posts, news reports, religious claims. Everyone seems to have a message. Everyone claims to possess the truth. Everyone wants our attention. The Apostle John knew his hearers faced similar situations. False teachers had entered the church. They spoke confidently. They claimed spiritual authority. They sounded convincing. Yet John warns, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Now notice, John doesn't tell Christians to be gullible. He doesn't tell them to accept every religious claim simply because it sounds spiritual. Instead, he commands every believer to test what they hear. But the question is, how? How do we test what we hear? How do we know who it is that we are supposed to be listening to? How do we know which religious claim we should listen to? Which should be rejected outright? Which podcast are the right ones, which should be rejected? And to be fair, the answer is pretty simple. When you get right down to it, it's really not all that complicated. In fact, John gives us a simple but profound test. He says, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. The dividing line is Christ. It's not about our feelings. It's not about how sincere the person sounds. It's not about how popular the podcast is or that preacher is or how viral the video has gone. It's about Christ. It's about his life, his death, his resurrection. It has always been and always will be about Christ. And specifically, it's about the confession that Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, truly came in the flesh. Now, that sounds pretty obvious to all of us. Yet, in John's day, false teachers denied God truly became man. They claimed Jesus only appeared to be human. They rejected the incarnation because it tend to offend human reason. Think about it as if Jesus isn't truly God, isn't truly man, there's no salvation. If Jesus isn't man, he could not have stood in your place. He can't stand in anyone's place. If he isn't God, his sacrifice can't save the world. If Jesus isn't God, then he would have needed a Savior himself. Everything rests on Christ. And it still does. Many false spirits continue to speak in our world. They openly deny Christ. They deny his word. They say what is good and right in the eyes of God is wrong for them. What is sin is right. Others speak highly of Jesus while quietly redefining who he is, redefining what it is that he did. Some tend to reduce him to be just a good moral teacher, had some good things to say, but you really can only take that so far. Others portray him merely as a political figure, a life coach, a good example to follow. But we know Christ is so much more. He's the eternal Son of God. Took on human flesh, born of a virgin, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day, and now reigns forever. The Spirit of truth confesses this Christ, the Christ of salvation, the Christ that saves, the Christ that forgives your sins. False spirits, false teachers, false prophets confess none of this. But before we go and point too many fingers, John's word exposes something in us too. How often are we tempted to listen to voices other than Christ? We listen to those podcasts because we like what they say. We watch those reels on TikTok because they're entertaining. We watch that preacher on TV because he's just so dynamic. Even if you don't, I'm here to tell you, there are going to be members of your congregation who do. And the truth is, we trust our own wisdom. At times we follow our own desires. We believe the world's promises because they just so sound so darn appealing. We listen to the voice that tells us sin is harmless. Do what makes you happy. After all, God wants you to be happy. We listen to that voice that says God's word is outdated. It was written 2,000 years ago for a very specific group of people in very specific circumstances. It has no relevance to us today. We listen to the voice that says we can save ourselves if we just try hard enough, if we just are good enough. Any of this sound familiar? Bet it does. It sounds familiar because the devil is the master deceiver, and he has used every single one of those tricks for years. He rarely appears to us with horns and a pitchfork. Instead, he comes with lies that sound reasonable. They make just enough sense that we want to believe them. He whispers, God's commands are burdensome. You really can't follow them anyway. He convinces us sin is insignificant. Why should we do what we are told to do? Instead, do what makes us happy. And too often, we believe it. And that's where God's law confronts. It's, if we're honest, and right here today, we need to be honest. If we're being honest, we haven't always tested the spirits. We've welcomed false ideas into our hearts. We've welcomed idols. At times, we've practiced idolatry. We've doubted God's promises. We've trusted ourselves more than God. But thanks be to God, John doesn't leave us under the law. Instead, he points to Christ. He says, little children, you are from God and overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Such comforting words for us today. These words of John remind us that Christian life isn't a battle that we fight alone. God is and will always be with you. He is greater than the world. He has overcome the world. False spirits are real. False teachers are real. The devil is real. Temptation is real. But God is greater. Christ is greater. The one who dwells in you through baptism and faith is greater than every false teacher, every deception, every temptation, every attack. This is the gospel. God doesn't leave sinners to rescue themselves. The Son of God came in the flesh. The eternal Word became man. Jesus entered our broken world to do what we could not. You need to remember today your sins are forgiven, your failures forgiven, doubts forgiven. Because Christ rose from the dead, the devil's accusations no longer have the final word. Christ does. That's why John can say, little children, you are from God. And notice the certainty in those words. It's not you might be, it's not you hope to be, it's not you could become, you are from God. You belong to Christ. You've been redeemed by his blood. You have been claimed as his own. The church's confidence has never rested in clever teachers, impressive programs, cultural acceptance. Our confidence rests in Christ alone. Rests in the one who came in the flesh, the one who died for sinners, the one who died for you, the one who rose from the dead, the one who is greater than the one who is in the world. And because he lives, his people have no fear. Because he lives, you also live. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with a willing spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life.
My lips will praise you.
For you have been my help.
And in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by the working of your Holy Spirit, grant that we may gladly hear your word proclaimed among us and follow its directing. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord God, we thank you that you have taught us what you have would have us to believe and do. Help us by your Holy Spirit, for the sake of Jesus Christ, to hold fast your word in hearts, which you have cleansed, and thereby we may be made strong in faith and perfect in holiness, and be comforted in life and death. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father,
through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commit myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.